Welcome to AFSPA Talks, a production of the American Foreign Service Protective Association. Each week, we deliver informative health and wellness topics you want to know about, so be sure to subscribe to us on your favorite podcast channel. And if you have any questions about content discussed in this episode, ask them at AFSPA Live, our live Q&A session streaming every last Thursday of the month at 11 a.m. Eastern Time on youtube.com/AFSPA Cares. Now, here's your host, Chief Operating Officer Kyle Longton.
Hi, and welcome to another episode of AFSPA Talks. I'm Kyle Longton. And before we jump into today's topic, I just wanted to take a couple minutes to review some of our recent events and some events that we have that are just in the future. Just a reminder that our annual meeting was held on March 1st, and a full recording of that meeting should be available very soon on our YouTube channel. So look for a link to the YouTube channel in the show notes. It is youtube.com/AFSPA Cares. You'll also find a full video library on there of our past podcast, including our recent overview of the Medicare and the FEHB, which there's an audio option, but the video is much better. There's slides you can follow along and see the information. So check that out, but also previous webinars and other events that we've held. So please check that out. And mark your calendar for our upcoming AFSPA Live on Thursday, March 28th at 11 a.m. Eastern Time. You can join us live or submit your questions in advance for our broadcast, which this month, March 2024, will be focused on Medicare. And I'll just encourage you to check out afspa.org/events for our full calendar of upcoming events. In particular, take note of our monthly financial wellness webinars that we're offering in partnership with Prudential. The topics change each month, and actually we've scheduled them based on feedback we've received from members about what topics they'd like us to explore. We've seen tremendous interest and participation in these educational opportunities. But one note, these webinars with Prudential are not recorded. There are some concerns about changing regulatory environment and so forth, so they are available only for attendance live. But we are typically offering 3 sessions each time, and they're offered at various times throughout the day in an effort to try to reach our members around the world. So check that out. Put the next one on the calendar and look at future events that are on there as well. And I just want to note these financial wellness webinars are another way of choosing health. So keeping with our theme for the year, choose health because you matter. Financial health is important. It's something we don't talk about that much, but it does weigh on our minds, and it can have implications for our mental health as well as our physical health. So think about what supports you might need. Check in with these webinars and check out the other options we have for support or just education available at AFSPA.org under the professional services area. You can find a link to the full suite of options we offer, including the online Prudential Financial Wellness Tool, where you can look at options for just creating a budget and more. All right, so I want to dive into today's topic, and we are still in March, and we are doing Medicare March. And one of the big benefit changes that we offered under Foreign Service Benefit Plan in 2024 was the launch of, I'm going to use the official name for the first, maybe only time, was the FSBP Express Scripts Medicare Prescription Drug Plan, better known as the PDP. Now, previously, we've offered a number of programs and recordings are available, notably recordings of the October 23rd, 2023 podcast focused on PDP and the November 30th, 2023 AFSPA Live. So I'll include some links to those in the show notes for this episode, if you're looking for an overview of that program overall. Today, though, I want to focus on the feedback that we've heard from members. So today, AFSPA Talks Medicare Prescription Drug Plan Frequently Asked Questions. And I want to be clear, we've received a lot of feedback from members. In fact, we saw record numbers of calls coming in November and December 2023 and into January and February of 2024. Both from new members, we saw record growth during open season, but a lot on the PDP and to the place that if you try to call us, you may have faced an hours long wait. We have resolved those issues. We are working on our backlog and increasing our response time to written correspondence, emails. But that the phones are back to their normal hold time that you've come to expect. That doesn't mean that necessarily everybody has gotten answers to all their PDP questions. And so I want to take today to walk through some of those questions that I've heard. Now, the most foundational question I've received about PDP is, why did AFSMA make this change? And this is going to be my longest answer to a question today, because I want to walk through a little bit about the background on this, just to provide some context. And basically, to start with, Medicare Part D has been around since 2006. And basically, Medicare Part D, and that's D as in drug, those plans provide coverage for prescription drugs. And for years, every FEHB plan brochure, the big brochure that you may be familiar with, either online or in paper, has included on the inside cover a notice about Part D plans and how the coverage offered under your FEHB plan is comparable to or better than standard Part D design. So essentially, it says there's been little value for FEHB enrollees to purchase a separate and additional Part D plan. Now, this does not mean that there are not benefits to Part D plans in terms of costs. And in a letter to FEHB carriers in January 2023, the Office of Personnel Management, or OPM, which oversees the entire Federal Employee Health Benefits Program, expressed its openness to FEHB carriers taking steps to enroll members in what are known as Employer Group Waiver Plans, or EGWP, more commonly referred to in our industry as EGWPs. Sometimes it's just called EGWP, sometimes it's just called PDP, sometimes you see both acronyms together. That letter noted that some Medicare Advantage plans within the federal program were already utilizing EGWPs, and enrollees were benefiting from, and I'm quoting here, the statutorily required manufacturer discounts under Part D. So OPM identified further that changes in the Inflation Reduction Act of 2022 that redesigned Part D in a number of ways also offered potential benefits, such as capping insulin at $35 per month and waiving cost sharing for Part D adult vaccines, eliminating the 5% coinsurance for Part D catastrophic coverage beginning in 2024, a cap of $2,000 on Part D enrollees' out-of-pocket spending beginning in 2025, and a cap of 6% premium growth per year between 2024 and 2030. So I'm sharing all that because this led OPM to say that they essentially were open to EGWP PDPs for the first time. And like nine other carriers in the federal program, including some of the largest carriers, AFSMA decided to offer an EGWP PDP for eligible members of the Foreign Service Benefit Plan beginning in 2024. We saw the potential savings for enrollees as well as for the plan overall. And as we have for years, and as we are required to do under our contract for OPM, any savings we receive on the prescription drug plan come back to the plan. And we utilize those savings to help control future premium increases for all members. We also took further action to structure the benefits of the PDP to result in significant, in some cases, out-of-pocket savings for members while providing access to a wider pharmacy network. So that's why we made this change. We were hoping to save members money. We were also looking at the benefits for saving the plan money, which would essentially benefit everybody in the FSBP over time. Now, another frequent question has been, why did FSBP decide to move forward with auto enrollment? This is out of keeping with what we've done in the past. Often when we offer new programs, we don't do auto enrollment. It's an opt-in. It's out there. We let members know about it and they can take action on it. We went a different direction this time with the auto enrollment, and I think that came as a surprise to many members. But the main answer to the question is that we did not want anybody to miss out on the potential savings here. Now, the timing of the rollout of the plan and the information was constrained by a number of factors. One is sort of the general embargo on sharing any details about new benefits. And that embargo is in place for all plans until a certain time when OPM allows plans to release the information, which is usually in late September or early October. For the PDP, there was a further coordination with OPM on the language about this new offering, and we're back and forth with them on the language until late October. And so given the shortened time frame of essentially only 2 months, we wanted to give people access to the PDP, ensure that they had access to those savings, while still providing the option to opt out of the plan prior to 1-1 or disenroll after that time. And one of the questions that continues to arise centers on the cost to members, not the out-of-pocket costs. That's clear. That's laid out in terms of how much you pay for generics, preferred brand name, non-preferred brand name, and specialty drugs. But in particular, what members may see coming out in terms of the cost to be enrolled in the program. Now, I want to be clear. I'm going to answer this fully, and my answer to this may sound contradictory, but hang in there with me. I want to be clear about what the approved language from OPM says, but also want to be sure that I'm providing clarity on the reality that many members may face. So technically speaking, there is no additional premium for the PDP. FSBP is not charging members more money for the PDP. We're also not receiving any additional funds for members who enrolled in the PDP. We are using part of the premium that's already paid by our members to pay for that PDP premium, to enroll them, and we're doing that on their behalf. It should also be clear that the premiums for FSBP are those that are published on our brochure and our website, OPM's website, and have been approved by OPM. And there's no changing them for a specific group of people within the plan. We can't increase them. We can't decrease them. That said, so there's technically speaking no additional premium. That said, the reality for many members is that they have encountered additional fees in the form of the income-related monthly adjustment amount, or IRMA, I-R-M-A-A. Now, some of people may be familiar with this as it applies to Part B enrollment and how it affects the premiums for Part B, but it also applies to Part D. And this is assessed by the Social Security Administration based on an enrollee's income as reported on their taxes 2 years prior. So for 2024, the IRMA is based on 2022 tax filings. For those members making $103,000 or less as a single filer or $206,000 or less as part of a married couple filing jointly in 2022, there is no IRMA in 2024. If your income was above these amounts, please check the show notes. There is a link there to the Medicare website that includes a chart showing the monthly IRMA. And please note that the IRMA amounts listed in that chart are per person per month. So if you're part of a couple and you're both eligible for this, you file jointly, et cetera, you both would pay the IRMA amount on a monthly basis as long as you're enrolled in the Part D. And some people have actually contacted asking about refunds of the IRMA that was assessed when they were enrolled in the program. We handle enrollment. We're not offering refunds as we did not collect or receive additional monies. I'll address the point about notifying members about this change in just a moment. But if you wish to pursue anything, you should contact the Social Security Administration, and there'll be contact information in the show notes. Now, a frequent question or complaint more often that I've received directly and heard that many of my colleagues here at ASTA have received is that people saying they didn't know about the PDP. For that, I can only say that I feel we did as much as we could in terms of informing members about this change. As early as we could, once we received approval of the language from OPM, we sent out an email followed by a direct mail piece from AFSPA announcing the program. So the initial announcement came from us. Follow-up communications from Express Scripts included required mailings from Express Scripts those are required by CMS. And those arrived throughout the month of November and December, notifying that the plan was coming, the option to opt out, how to do so, and then eventually the welcome packet reaching members in mid-December. We also had a piece in our November newsletter that went out with the open season materials, and there was mention of the PDP in our open season cover letter. On the electronic media side, we offered the podcast I mentioned earlier, a live webinar focused on PDP shortly after the announcement, the live Q&A session in November focused only on PDP, and I hosted 10 live webinars throughout open season on open season but they each included a discussion of the PDP and question and answer sessions to address those questions that came up. So I understand if people feel they didn't see this, they maybe didn't pay attention or understand the implications of the mailing, but I will say that we sent the notices out to members who had been identified as eligible for this. And 15% of those who were eligible, almost 2,000 people, opted out prior to January 1st. So everybody received the same communications, and 15% of those people looked at their options and decided this was not for them within the 2 months that we had provided that information. So I did want to say that as of today, and this is coming out on March 18th, 2024, auto enrollment of eligible members and into the PDP continues. And just a note, to be eligible, you must be enrolled in Medicare A and or B. You don't have to have B, you just have to be an A, or you can have both. Is required for eligibility. You also must be receiving your health insurance and be enrolled in FSVP as part of retiree benefits, and you must be resident in the United States. Those are the eligibility requirements. I will say, though, that this auto enrollment policy is something that we are continuing to review with our partners as well as with OPM to determine if it continues to be the best option for our members. Now, for those who are enrolled and wish to disenroll, there is a form on our website at afspa.org/PDP, like prescription drug plan. And you can complete that and note your desire to disenroll. There's a button you just click to say disenroll. Now, I will also say that you cannot just call us to disenroll. CMS regulations require that we receive disenrollment requests in writing, and disenrollment is not immediately effective. You will receive a confirmation that lets you know of the effective date of your termination in the PDP, and you will immediately come back to the benefits under the high option plan once that termination is effective. I do want to conclude by saying that I understand that many of our members were upset by this change, and many were frustrated by some of the implications that followed this change. I am sorry for any frustration and inconvenience that our members have experienced, that you may have experienced. Our goal was and continues to be to provide you with the best coverage in the most accessible way. I do believe that the PDP does this, but it's not right for everybody. And we did try to stress that in our communications throughout the end of last year and continue to do so. So I could encourage you to assess what's right for you and make the decision that is right for you based on the information that we provided. If you have questions, please join us for AFSPA Live next week. I'll be there live answering your questions. I'm happy to address anything that may be on your mind to the best of my ability, or get back with you if I can't address it during the live session. So for more information about the FSVP Express Scripts Medicare Prescription Drug Plan, or PDP, please visit afspa.org/PDP. Please also take a look at the show notes for today for the links I discussed and additional information. This has been AFSPA Talks, a production of the American Foreign Service Protective Association. All information offered in this podcast is meant to be educational. The views expressed by the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily represent AFSPA. The information presented is current as of the publication date. Should there be any discrepancy between information offered in this podcast and official plan documents for the Foreign Service Benefit Plan or the other products offered by AFSPA, the policy provisions will prevail. Thanks for listening, and be sure to subscribe or follow AFSPA Talks to catch our next episode. Please rate and review us on your favorite podcast app and share feedback with us on Facebook, Instagram, or LinkedIn. We'll talk again soon.
Thanks for joining us this week on AFSPA Talks. Be sure to subscribe to our channel so you'll never miss an episode. If you have any follow-up questions about the topics in this episode, join our AFSPA Live Q&A session on the last Thursday of every month. We will be streaming live on our YouTube channel at youtube.com/AFSPACares at 11 a.m. Eastern Time to answer your questions. Thanks for listening.